It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
Happy New Year. What the hell? Well, that is the official start of the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Stumptown Brewing, we're talking about, and the 17th annual Stumptown Beer Revival in Petaluma. And it's also a barbecue cookout. That's cool. We're going to talk about that and more. Also, I don't know. There's beer, and that makes Mark Carpenter happy.
Absolutely. You got it. All's right with the world. You know, I have a great hen house beer. It's called
Hedge Maze,
and it's a terrific beer. It's got it's hops from three different countries, and it's a great mix, and I recommend it highly.
Fridge is here. Hey, dude.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, man. Been a long time. He works, of course, for Hen House.
That's right. But I also moonlight a little bit with Stumptown Brewing Company, do a little promotion for them for this. I think this is one of the best beer festivals out there. I mean, all-you-can-eat barbecue, competition-level barbecue, all-you-can-drink beer. It's out on the river. It's going to be at the Monterio Beach this year. It's incredible.
There's so many breweries that are going to be there and so many people making ribs. What's the deal with the rib contest? We have a few other of those around here. But.
I've actually competed in that. Yeah. I competed for 9 years in that.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, so the barbecue end of it for us is ribs and wings. Each barbecue team cooks a certain amount. It's a competition. It's both awarded by the judges, and also we have a popularity contest. So people get to vote, and so the barbecue teams get to work the crowd pretty hard for that part.
And we did.
Yes, it's a people's choice. Yes, Herlinda's team. Oh, it's an all-women's barbecue team. So they were one up on most of the teams already.
That's true.
Introduce our other guest whose name I don't have in front of me.
We have Mark Legree from Stumptown Brewery, who's been actually putting this event together for, it's 17 years now?
Yeah, 17 years.
I've been there since the first one.
Yep. So Deanna, my better half, is the GM at Stumptown. She's the other half of this team that puts the event on.
It's 17 years they've been doing this, these
staff. I have one quick question.
Yeah.
Do the judges and the popular vote agree usually or disagree?
Interestingly enough, they do not. Most of the time, whoever wins first and second in ribs on judges is not the one that gets the popularity
contest.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's coming up August
7th. We all have our strengths.
August 17th at the Monterio Beach. Gates open at noon. Beer tasting begins at 1. Following that, it's barbecue and live music. Stumptown Beer Revival Barbecue Cook-Off, August 17th in Monterio.
It still benefits the senior center, right?
Yes. So it's West County Services, but it's directly all the money we raise goes to our local senior center, which has from the beginning been our nonprofit, which is huge because it's kept them open, especially during the recession.
Well, and then are you guys still doing like a VIP area? Are there tickets still available? Where do they get the tickets?
Tickets are still available. We got a few left at Stumptown, a few left at Juncture Tap Room, and a little under 100 tickets left online. We always sell out, so we're right in time for people to get on it.
Where do they find them online?
So Stumptown.com, and just click on Beer Revival.
Not only that, but you have the opportunity to maybe win a couple free tickets. We're still doing a promotion called Find the Fridge, where we will be at your local watering hole. I'll give you a couple clues if you follow me on social media, on either my fridge page or through the Stumptown Brewery page. I'll give you a couple clues. You get your detective hat on. You come out and find us where we're at, and you win a couple free tickets.
Because how much are tickets? I mean, these are. I mean, it's all you can eat, and it's all you can, taste and drink and things like that. So, and it goes to a good cause, but I think they're like?
Yeah, our tickets are a little higher than most, but our general admission is 75, our VIP is 100, and we sold out of the VIP already. But we do have general admission still available. But once you're inside, it's everything. It's your non-alcoholic.
Yeah, that seems like a very reasonable price.
It's all your barbecue, because they're making full-on ribs and wings. So you go from brewery to barbecue, brewery to barbecue. And
these are all Sonoma.
Yeah.
All Sonoma breweries, and I've said many times, I mean, we live in some of the best brewing areas in the world.
Oh, man, we're
so
lucky.
It's a real advantage for people to come and try them all.
Yeah, and we get a lot of the breweries that the team that comes is normally we'll get the brewer, we'll get the staff from the brewery. So it's really fun because they're having a great time there, too.
Natalie
so,
and Vinny, changes. Always.
They make it, appearing. Actually, Tom's coming out this year from the Celebrator. He just called me. Yep. He's showing up.
I love the Celebrator.
He just emailed me saying he's making it. He says it's one of his favorite.
Yep. I always wanted to make the cover of Celebrator, you know. I wear these salacious outfits.
You were close 1 year for sure.
Fridge, talk about Hen House. Everyone loves Hen House.
Oh, well, I'm included in that. I absolutely love Hen House. That's why I got the job there. You know, I always had my refrigerator stocked with Hen House IPA. And, you know, we're pushing freshness unlike any other spot that I've ever seen. And, you know, I'm a longtime Sonoma County native. I was born here in Santa Rosa. I've been here my whole life. And I'm really proud to be working at this place. I mean, they're bringing that manufacturing job into Sonoma County and helping our local economy. And, you know, we're making more beer than a lot of the other breweries in the country at this point. And funny enough, I mean, we were founded in 2011, but we're one of the oldest breweries in the country at this point. When I first got into the game, there was maybe 3,000 breweries in the United States. Now we're over 7,500.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I think Stumptown might be the oldest brewery in Sonoma County now. Is it Moonlight?
No, they're older than this because I think we're 23 years.
I've been around. I think maybe Dempsey's might be the oldest in the.
Yeah, it's
I think
they actually are the oldest.
Then you got Brian Moonlight.
Yeah, so, and Third Street.
Peter actually sold Third Street. To Dempsey's, though.
Actually, Moonlight might have been before Dempsey's, huh?
Yeah, he's been around for a while because he had it at his place for a while, too.
I remember trying Death and Taxes at Jerk's Pizza back in the day in Guerneville when I was way too young.
Who's going to tell you not to drink a beer?
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Gentle Giant.
Oh, my God. This Russian River Brewery ale is so yummy.
We brought a little ales for ALS just released recently at Russian River Brewing Company. It is
They're doing
delicious.
That every year, right?
Yeah.
Yes, they have. That's their nonprofit. That's what they're
right.
doing.
Okay.
Definitely getting some orange citrus and maybe a little piney note as well.
We have got a ton of wings and sandwiches here from Fog Belt Brewery in downtown Santa Rosa as well. They sent over some pulled pork sandwiches and these cute little buns. There's a pineapple wing that you'd think would be, like, sweet, but it's tangy and nice. It's yummy. They're perfectly cooked. And then a tri-tip sandwich. Oh, my God, look at that. Mark went right for the wings. What do you think, Mark?
Oh, these wings are fantastic. And I haven't even tried the dipping sauces at
Sign of a good wing.
That's a test of wings.
Don't even need the sauce.
Again, the 17th annual Stumptown Beer Revival and Barbecue Cook-Off, August 17th in Monterio at the beach there. Yeah, that looks like one hell of an event, dudes.
It is. We've been working on it really hard. We try to make it actually more fun for our breweries and barbecue teams than the people that are actually attending, which actually translates. Because when they're having fun, the people that come and have a lot of fun.
It's more fun before the public. We get there at 5:30 in the morning and put our ribs in the smoker. Yep. Actually, I trim them and everything the night before and wings. And then we have, like, there's a fireman's team making, you know, Bloody Marys and... You know, we make Jello shots.
Get a little cold brew coffee through coffee and beer.
Yeah, they take care of us in the morning to get them all motivated.
There is another beer festival this Saturday that we should talk about since today is KSRO Day at the fair.
Nobody invited me.
Oversight.
Well, you're not unusual. It's not unusual.
You're working.
You've got a press pass.
I do.
The NorCal Brew Fest will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock. It's a separate ticketed event for the fair. It's over by the horse races, and it's $47. That includes admission to the fair. All you can taste beers and stuff as well. And I actually judged the competition a couple months ago, and Bear Republic won the Grandmaster Flash beer of all of it. The Flatbrooks won. You know, the whole thing.
I'll be darned. Good for them.
Yeah, and we just had them on last week. So that was kind of fun. I didn't even know who'd won until like last night. But yeah, so that's a great event. It's only the third year of this festival at the Sonoma County Fair, but it's about time, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's, and then they have a band. A guy from Boston's going to be playing also.
Yeah, the band Boston.
Yeah, the band. Yeah. Yeah.
Not some from guy Boston. From Boston just showed up. I don't know. Okay, it is Brouhaha, also brought to you by Della Tofola. If you need any last-minute equipment for your harvest of 2019, be you a beverage maker, distiller, certainly the wine industry and the craft beer industry, Della Tofola wants to wish all their customers the best for Harvest 2019. They've got a huge selection of equipment in stock for these industries. Go to delatofola.us. From crushers to conveyors, pumps to presses, filters to fillers, and complete packaging solutions. Everything to get your grapes from vineyard to bottle easily. Della Tofola. Literally.
I saw them at that big the beer festival that I judged in Italy.
Yeah, that's right.
And they had like, they were the biggest sponsor, and they had like this incredible setup of their equipment. But everybody there in Italy uses it for wine and beer.
Pop Monk Brouhaha, also brought to you by Della Tofola. Our guest today from Hen House Brewing and Stumptown. Hen House, by the way, I'm sure you all know. They've been in many times. They got the Santa Rosa Brewery and Tasting Room on Bellevue in Santa Rosa and in Petaluma on McDowell. The Hen House Brewing Company's Petaluma Palace of Barrels. I like that.
Yeah, it's our,
that's cool.
Our barrel aging facility where we do a lot of different fun stuff.
Yeah, and you guys are right across from McDowell from
Lagunitas. Right there. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Stumptown, they're everywhere. They're here, for God's sakes, right here in the studio.
Yes, we are.
Tell us all about Stumptown. How many years has it been?
23 years.
Good.
Stumptown
grief.
Brewery's been there. Yes, through floods. And like the last one we just had.
That's why you guys are in Monterio now, right? Because the flooding, like not this one, but the one before, kind of took away some of the beach.
Yeah, we had to move the festival 3 years ago.
From Petaluma.
Yeah. Well, actually from Guerneville, where our brewery was. It used to be right below our beach, which was amazing.
Yeah.
And then every year, you know, Mother Nature does what she does. So
it's going to be contingency. At Monterio Beach, August 17th. The Stumptown Beer Revival and Barbecue Cook-Off. And Fridge, what is Hen House, how is Hen House involved in this thing?
Oh, well, Hen House will be there in attendance, pouring beer, having a great time, like everyone that goes to this festival. We got a lot of local breweries that are going to be there, including us. It's one that a lot of the staff try to get in at, you know, as you can imagine.
And give us the number of breweries, because it's a big number.
60,
so we're 62 right
62.
Now.
And how many barbecue teams?
39, is that right, Mark?
Currently.
Yeah. So you have 39 different chances to try sample barbecue. I mean,
and 62
we
different
actually
chances
allocate
to drink some beer or cider.
Of meat per person.
No kidding.
Because we buy all the meat. So we supply
we
supply all the meat for the barbecue teams. And
amazing. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. So we take it from a different angle. We make it as easy as possible for the barbecue teams to want to do this, and they have a great time. And I put a brewery on each side of them. So,
I mean,
there's a lot of trading going on back and forth.
Yeah,
of course.
It's quite possibly the most cult beer festival in Northern California, no doubt.
Every brewery tells me it's their favorite event. It's their absolute favorite event. And they'll camp out, you know, the night before.
Yeah.
Different places. And
well, they can camp out at our beach. So every year we let them camp out at Stumptown.
Yeah, the brewers get to hang out behind the bar in Greenville.
So it is $75 general admission, $100 for VIP, but includes, dig this, think about this. It includes all your beer, cider, ribs, chicken, salads, breads, waters, teas, everything. That's a good deal.
And so much fun.
Yeah.
For
such
music,
a fun
event.
Oh, yeah, live music.
Who's playing?
So we got Rowdy River Special and
Mr.
December's playing.
We love Mr. December. Yeah,
so they're awesome.
They first played on this show live probably 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, we love them.
Yeah. Great local
Mike,
guys.
Get a hold of Mr. December. They haven't been in 4 years at least, I think.
Is the Elvis impersonator still singing at Stumptown? Because that's who I always get on the picnic table.
Oh,
he's retired. He was at Blair's studio the other day.
Oh, no, he's back now.
Oh, he is?
Yes. So
he's back
he
out
had
of retirement.
Amazing recovery because he just did Mother's Day for us.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because I had heard that he retired Elvis, but still he's still singing and doing stuff. But he still's got Elvis.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
What's his name?
Back and better than ever.
I've done some stuff with him over the years.
Michael. Well, his real name is Elvis Presley, right? Obviously.
He doesn't have a name.
Oh, no. Please stop this joke from coming out of my mouth.
No, please,
I guess
tell
it
us.
I can't. When we were teenagers in Detroit, it was like Elvis the Pelvis and his brother Enos.
Wow. Yes.
There you go.
I never heard that joke.
That's an old one. It's old like me. Okay. Again, August 17th at the beach in Monterio, the 17th annual Stumptown Beer Revival and Barbecue Cook-Off. Man, this sounds cool. August 17th.
There's shuttles from not only Stumptown, but so people don't even need to drive. You got shuttles. Where else from?
Yeah, we make it so you make the right decision. So we run shuttles. Natalie and Vinny have let us run buses from their place. So we got five luxury buses. No, from their Santa Rosa location. Oh. Same location as always. Yeah. And then we run six local shuttles for free. So basically from all the campgrounds, from the hotels, from Stumptown, from downtown Guerneville, on a constant loop the whole day. So if people that are camping out or people are coming out there, there's literally no reason. We let both Uber and Lyft know we're doing the event, and a bunch of their drivers show up. Yeah. Yep, they're standing by.
Very cool.
Unless they win that grand prize through the Find the Fridge promotion, right?
Yes, they can get a limousine ride for eight people, VIP tickets, and a cabana on the beach.
Yeah, just yesterday we were hanging out in front of Cooperage and Moonlight Brewing Company signing people up for the raffle. The raffle's going to take place August 10th, and the grand prize is going to be eight VIP tickets.
Yep.
A ride to and from the event from Tourit Transportation Services. They have an amazing limo bus that's been refurbished.
Most comfortable leather seats ever.
It's beautiful.
Tourit?
Transportation Services. Oh. They're a newer company, but they are coming in with a splash, no doubt. And then you also get a little private beach cabana for everyone to chill like the fridge in at the event.
Nice.
This is radio. I don't need to ask why you're called Fridge. But
I'm a larger man. But I usually tell people it's because I'm hella chill, basically.
That's good.
True story, however, it goes back to elementary school. My football coach was from Chicago, and, William Perry is obviously my father. No, I'm just kidding. No, I used to run all the same plays and had the same positions as him, though. Yeah. Number 72 from the Bears.
Right.
And Enos.
And Enos.
And Enos.
Let's talk about beer. So I have a golden – actually, I have a cider.
Let's talk about cider.
Brut. Yeah. I have the Bay Brut. Oh, Golden State Cider opens today. Right?
Yeah, they have their soft opening today at the Barlow. Yeah.
Nice. And then,
it's going on right now, 2-9.
Really? I'm going to have to go see Jolie over there. So we've got the Golden State Cider.
Right now.
So all of these are going to be at Stumptown. So we have Hedge Maze.
This is a session IPA through Hen House. It's actually a session version of another beer we make called Kubrick's Landing.
Okay.
That's part of our conspiracy theory series, the idea that Stanley Kubrick filmed the moon landing. Of course, using leftover materials from 2001 A Space Odyssey, no doubt. But anyway, The Shining is his confession to the world that he did film the moon landing. And if you've ever read the novel, you know there is no hedge maze, but in the film, there is. So that's part of the clues as to, maybe he did film the moon landing.
Steve knows all the movies. Okay, then there's some Cooperage. The Kurt.
I love the Kurt beers.
Says, hipster warehouse and high decibel rock music. Between the Kurt bartender and the brews I tried, I left underwhelmed.
That was original review from when they first opened. Somebody left them an unkind review, and they kind of had fun with that and turned it into a whole series of beers.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. You should.
Absolutely.
It's like celebrities reading tweets. Have you ever seen that? Yeah, that's funny. Okay, and then there's a Pilsner from Cooperage to pay the... Pills to pay the bills.
Pills to pay the
with
bills.
With Admiral Maltin, who was just on the show not that long ago.
And that one's a collaboration between Cooperage and New Glory. It's called Gonna Get Wet, which was the old tagline for Windsor Waterworks, if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, gonna get wet. Gonna get wet. Windsor Waterworks, you're gonna get wet. Okay, I'll stop singing, I promise.
Hey, Mark has a surprise for us.
August 17th. coming up in Mount Rio on the Beach, the 17th annual Stumptown Beer Revival and Barbecue Cook-Off. Very cool.
Hey, Fridge, you've got a surprise for us.
So I believe we're going to give away a couple tickets.
All right, we got a pair of tickets for this amazing event.
Just call in, is that right?
Call Fridge at home. He'll give you the instructions to get to his house. You show up and, 636-1350, you know the drill. First one in gets a pair of tickets for the 17th annual Stumptown Beer Revival and Barbecue Cook-Off.
Oh, this is one you're not going to want to miss.
You're going to like this beer cup label. You know what that is. It says you're going to get wet. Recognize that?
Yeah. Well, I know.
Windsor Waterworks. Yeah.
So they're now making beer?
Cooperage is making a commemoration beer for Windsor Waterworks. You're going to get wet, which used to be their theme. And it's a hazy pale ale. That's pretty cool. It says this beer is for drinking, not for storing. Check packaging date.
Well, I like that.
Yeah, you like Cooper. You've liked the Cooperage beers a lot too. And you're a big fan of Hen House, Mark, right?
Oh, very big fan of Hen House. I think Hen House does some fabulous beers. You know, I don't think I've had a bad one yet. They have a great facility up here that is a great place to hang out, and in Petaluma. It's a dangerous block of McDowell there.
Oh, very dangerous. 101 North.
North.
And the distillery in between.
Yeah.
Riffo makes some great stuff right there.
Don't go there.
Definitely an Uber or Lyft there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to be careful, folks.
Yes, you do.
Well, that's what's nice about the shuttles. I think that, do you think you guys would ever do a distillery kind of tasting in with the Rib Revival?
That sounds dangerous.
It's very dangerous. I've done other events where we mix that in a couple times, and then we decided that was really not a good idea. Good to keep them separate.
Well, again, it's August 17th, 2019. Go to StumptownBrewery.com.
That's right.
Yes, that is correct.
You better jump on it. This is going to be another huge event. If you want to get tickets, do it soon.
And if you want to win tickets, you look at the Stumptown Brewery Facebook page, Fridge's page. What about Instagram?
Just called Fridge. We're not doing any Instagram this year. We'll get with the times, though, for next year.
We're working on that.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's the senior center. We are a little slow
on the uptake on that.
All right. Congrats to Chewy. No, who? Judy?
Judy.
Judy. She won a pair of tickets.
All right. Nice work, Judy.
Stumptown Beer Revival and Barbecue Cook-Off, August 17th at Montereo Beach. This is going to be a biggie. What are we doing next week? Do we know?
I actually am going to be in London judging the Quality Food Awards, and Mark has a horse thing that he is doing.
Yep.
And so we are going to do, we're doing the best of.
What? Oh, you're doing a horse thing. I thought maybe you were bringing horses.
I am. Herlinda's place. He's a nice guy. Fit in here.
You got the horses in the back? Is that
sick? We had a camel in here 2 years ago, a year and a half ago.
A baby camel, right?
Like a camel?
Yeah, they said it was a baby camel. It was, like, huge. It was 8,000 pounds, and then it took dumps and peed all over the the carpet in the hallway there. Mike had to get Stanley Steamer out. Anyway.
And what event was that for? An Arab convention here?
It was
Maria Muldaren singing Midnight at the Oasis.
I don't remember. We just, it's...
I have one more question about the festival.
Quickly.
How many total tickets are sold?
It balances out depending on how many breweries they get, because I give them four tickets, and then they can buy four additional tickets. So depending on what they commit to, then I can open it up. But it's literally 1,500.
Yeah, so that's not even a big crowd.
No. I literally have almost more vendors and staff than I do
attendees.
So most people are on my team.
And mention how much meat per person.
We allocate 2 pounds of meat per person.
So if you're going there, you better eat your 2 pounds.
Unless Michael Wall's there.
Oh, no, I'll eat my 2 pounds and yours, too. Yeah, all right, very cool. August 17th, Montereo Beach. Go to StumptownBrewery.com.
Yep, and then just click on Beer Revival.
How much money have you guys given away to the senior centers and
charities? We average about $60,000 a year we donate.
That's fantastic.
For our tiny little festival.
Okay, that's it for us on the Hot Monk Brewhaha.
Cheers, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Great to see you guys. Thanks for coming in. Yeah. That was cool.